Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day for a masked confession. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We meet together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? He kind of confessed, didn't he? Kind of conceded, I should say. I said confession, I meant confession. Anyway, he kind of conceded in that crazy melange of tweets that he's been doing. Said he, Biden won, then said, but only because it was rigged, then said he was kidding, and then Rudy came out and nuts. 8 days after Joe Biden became the president-elect, and by the way, continues to increase his lead with 306 electoral votes. That's the number that Trump had 4 years ago. By the way, he called it a landslide. It wasn't exactly a landslide, but it's closer to a landslide this time because the popular vote is in Biden's favor by a total of 5-plus million. So he's increasing the lead, and there's absolutely no evidence of fraud. So we're taking the concession that we get, right? We'll talk about that, the humor of it and the dangers within to our democracy. And by the way, COVID is raging. So COVID, yeah, we are talking about it, unfortunately, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. So put on your mask. All of that, lots of music to soothe our soul and bolster our spirits, including your Forgotten 45. And you in the mix, too. You're listening live. It is Sunday, November 15th at 12 noon at West, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the East. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop the chat box, also available should you find yourself tagging along for the live ride. But live or on podcast, of course, you can jump into Twitter, our most popular way to communicate at AB Writes. Whatever you use, the talented TCS crew handling it. They always do. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile and our friends at PodNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online. It's up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Very exciting at the early end of the week. More frustration by the end of the week. We'll tackle the humor, and we'll tackle the dings on the democracy, too, because ain't that America? Oh, baby color.
And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me, ain't that America? Something to see, baby, ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses. when there's people and more people. What do they know? Go to work in the summer high rise and vacation down at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh yeah. And there's winners and there's losers, but there ain't no big deal, 'cause a simple man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills, the bills that kill.
Then generations fought and died to defend democracy. In 2020, Americans voted. Joe Biden was elected president. with the most votes ever cast for a president in U.S. history. But still, most Republican leaders are refusing to accept the outcome of the democratic process. It's shameful, cowardly, and un-American. Across the globe, our enemies attack America by saying we really aren't a democracy. Now, Republicans are acting like Russia, Iran, North Korea, China. Are these Republicans not Americans? If a president wasn't elected legally, then no one was elected legally. Call your Republican officials and tell them to start acting like Americans and support democracy. The question in 2020 was America or Trump? America won. It's time for Republicans to put America first.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yeah.
Show indeed, winking a nod to Dondi via the Twitter feed. Thank you for the kind words. Sheryl Crow, some pretty harsh words in the end. And the Abbott Brothers doing a great version of the Woody Guthrie classic, This Land Is Your Land. The new album is The Third Gleam and classic Mellencamp, Pink Houses. On the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, also a Lincoln Project in there somewhere, lauding the democracy and the fact that Joe Biden is here to salvage it. And GOP should get on board. Well beyond time to get on board. The toddler in chief, he's had over a week to sulk and throw a tantrum and pout. And then he sort of conceded today on Twitter, that kind of took it back, still crying about a rigged election in all caps. Had Rudy Giuliani go out and say, oh no, he was just being sarcastic. We got plenty of potent lawsuits. Not true. Joe Biden won. Clear. It's clean election. His own Department of Homeland Security, the guy Chris Krebs, who expects to be fired, put out a report saying it was the safest, most secure election in American history, said there was absolutely no evidence of any kind of fraud, any kind of malfunctions, any kind of irregularities of any significant port. Now, there may be a couple of votes here or there, but in terms of the major count, no can do, and no kind of fraud whatsoever. In fact, there's only one piece of fraud that I heard about in Pennsylvania. It was a man trying to, a registered Republican, trying to vote under his dead mother's name. That's the only thing that we heard about. Now, there may be a couple of other things, but nothing that would significantly change the outcome of the election. So no can do, according to his own people, a Trump appointee who, of course, is braced for being fired. And you know what? God bless this guy, standing up and doing the right thing. You get fired, you get another kind of job. You'll be embraced for your patriotic service, sir. So thank you for doing the right thing, and thank you for the judges who are throwing out all these frivolous lawsuits. It's ridiculous already, and the GOP better get on board. It's not funny anymore because we're really damaging the democracy. It's eroding people's faith in our democracy and all its institutions, and of course Trump does it wonderfully. He had his so-called Million MAGA March yesterday, in which I think anywhere between 5,000 and 8,000 people were chanting for him, and that may also include the counter-protesters were out there. There was some kind of violence that happened at the end with a scuffle between the Proud Boy types and the Black Lives Matter folks. I'm not sure exactly the readout, but of course, Kayleigh McEnany, the toady that she is, the press secretary, put out a tweet saying, "What a great display, over a million people." They always have to exaggerate the size, everything, the inauguration, the crowds, the rallies. Do with it what you will, but what the heck? A few thousand people showed up, and that's still a substantial number. I thought it would only be a couple of hundred. But look, he got over 70 million votes, and that's disheartening. He got more votes this time than he got 4 years ago, and there's really no excuse to vote for him this time because we saw what he did. But to be fair, there's great voter turnout on both sides. People got the votes out because Joe Biden won by a substantially greater popular vote margin than Hillary won, and Hillary did with a popular vote 4 years ago because we had more people coming out. Still, it's disheartening to see anybody voting for Trump. I don't get it. 57 or 58% of white voters voted for him, including 55% of white women. And that, to me, is shameful. I'm proud to be part of the other 45% of white women who did not vote for him. I don't get it. And so we do the black voters, primarily black women, who were taking a victory lap for saving democracy. They deserve it because it's absurd. But we do live in a polarized nation. I get that. I also get, you know, I said last week I'm working on my empathy for the Trumpians and the people who voted for him. People have to come along at their own rate. But all I can say is we have some inherent racism and systemic racism that we have to come to grips with in this country. Once and for all, we have to understand it because our demographics are shifting. And as Trump is perched to maybe concede, not concede, you know, kicking and screaming, but supposedly he's going to announce a 2024 run, I don't think he'll go through with it, but he'll be out there. And that will freeze the field, so to speak, in the GOP, which is good for the Democrats. There also may be some folks who are itching to start a third party. I say get out there and start the Lincoln Party or whatever, another party, for people like Kasich and Flake, legitimate Republicans who may have differing views than I have but don't bring with them all that abhorrent baggage of racism and sexism and disgusting language and vulgarity. There's going to be a smattering of those people that will defend him because they like him. They like that part of it. But a lot of people held their nose, voted for him, because they just like the taxes. I mean, they disregard, what I call them, the disregarders. They're good people, but they're disregarding so much of the bad stuff. And to me, that I find hard to swallow and hard to accept, but I have to. I have to kind of get over it myself, just like the people who are supporting Trump have to get over the fact that he lost. And we got to move on, and that includes the GOP brass. Let's get it together and push it. Now, there are a couple of people, Romney, Murkowski, Collins, and Sass, who actually admitted, I think congratulated Biden on their win. Other people have sort of danced around it, like Langford from Oklahoma said, well, they've got to at least give him the briefings and give him the information to get started, but they're all kind of saying, you know, it can't hurt to do it. I think Grassley said that, all these people. I'm like, you people, Grassley, you're 100. I mean, you know, what do you have to fear? A mean tweet? At this point, it doesn't matter. McConnell, what do you have to fear? You just won. You're 80 years old. You just won a six-year term. Somehow you won. I don't know how you bamboozle the people in Kentucky, but you do. They're so afraid of their shadow because Trump, for whatever reason, is more popular in their states than they are, but he won. So at some point, people have to stand up and show their patriotism and show the fact that their elections are not on the line in 6 years. McConnell and Graham, those kind of people, they just won. You know, it's crazy to me. And I do think there's a place for other people because out of those 70-plus million that voted for him, I think there's some people that would vote if they had a more conservative other option. So just put that in – think about that. And for Democrats, it's good if they have another third party that's more Republican that comes into it while we have our own inner struggles. But we're moving on, at least for the 4 years, and 4 years is a long time in politics. Of course, Trump has this little slush fund he's developing with a PAC. I mean, it's all about the grift. The grift goes on no matter what happens, that's for sure. He's got up to his nose in debts. He's going to use people – these poor suckers' money. You talk about suckers who are going to give him money, and the fine print it says it could be used to fight the election fraud or it could be used for other campaign debts. That's what they're going to use it for and to fill his coffers as he fights lots of legal battles. He's got litigation up the wazoo waiting for him, possible criminal investigations as well, and a lot of debt. So we'll see. And, of course, he'll float a run, whether it'll happen or not. He'll go to rallies. He'll start a new media company. He's not going away. We get it. Trumpism will be out there. But it'll be on the side where he belongs, in the sideline buffoon category. The news media doesn't have to give him as much attention. He doesn't have to have all the oxygen in the room. He'll get enough of it, I'm sure, on some outlets like Fox and OAN, et cetera, Newsmax. He wants to either partner with somebody like Newsmax. He's ticked off with Fox because they didn't give him enough coverage, and they declared Arizona, which, by the way, went to Biden finally, well before any other network did it. So it's intriguing, but it's also disheartening, and we have to, you know, hold the democracy together, because he's really hurting it at this point. It's not funny anymore. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 for those joining us for the live Sunday, November 15th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. So what are folks saying? Mama T chiming in, every day that the current Oval Office occupier shows his true colors proves that the majority of the American people absolutely made the right choice. I'm with you, Mama T. I call him the rogue impeached occupant, and people very rarely mention in the media that the guy has been impeached already. So it's a little crazy to me. Barnacle says, I can't stop laughing. He's making a complete ass out of himself. What else is new? The other thing that is kind of startling is in the media they keep saying he's abdicated his responsibilities regarding the COVID virus. Well, excuse me, but when did he have his responsibilities regarding the COVID virus on display? He downplayed it. He lied about it. He called it a hoax. He keeps talking about turning the corner of the vaccine. Good news about that. That might be forthcoming. We'll see. Of course, it has to be proven to be safe, first of all. Efficacious, yes. Safe, we have to work on that. But even if it is, the distribution of the vaccine is going to be something that's going to take us well into the next part of 2021, not the early part. Maybe some people will get some early first responders, you know, health line workers, and maybe some senior citizens will be getting it in the end of December, early January. But I think the majority of us are probably not going to wind up getting it until the spring or summer of next year. So we still have to wear the mask. We have an amazing amount of cases that just keep rising. It's just, it's very disheartening and sad and scary as we enter the holiday season. I'm having a Greta Garbo Thanksgiving. I don't know about you. Please do the right thing and don't travel widely. Try to avoid these large crowds and large gatherings. Do it this time around so we'll have more time. We'll have another time around next year. I mean, it's really important to do it. So, you know, all the talk that Trump said we're going to have COVID, it'll just go away as soon as the election. It's not true, because the virus has been spiraling. And everywhere that he went with a rally, they showed an uptick. And there's an uptick at the White House. The Secret Service people are either infected or in quarantine. You have Lewandowski. You have Ben Carson. You have Mark Meadows, the rarely wearing a mask chief of staff. You know, we have a second wave of the White House COVID cluster. So it's no joke anymore. And it's the way that he's handled this and his attitude is ridiculous. So I don't know what's going to happen when Biden takes over, if they offer calling for a mask mandate, because so many people have he's politicized it. And so when people say you can't blame him for the virus, I'm like, yes, you can. You can blame, not for the virus, but for the fact that I'm blaming him for a good portion of the deaths that we had in this country, because we could have kept it down more, put a lid on it more solidly if we had done certain things, not poo-pooed it and acted like it was no big deal, because we're back at where we were back in March and April. It's really scary stuff. We got to take this seriously. I know it's COVID fatigue. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to stay home. Nobody wants to wear the mask, but you got to do it, especially wear the freaking mask if you're going outside. And you're going to encounter people. What the heck are you doing? Think about it. I don't know. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. As for Trump, whether he concedes or not, he's run out of time. That's for sure, and that's a good thing. Because maybe we can get ourselves, our democracy and our health back, too. Weigh in on Maybe Beth Arquish Show.
Don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still there. You're out of touch, my baby. My fortune's got a baby. Baby, you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away. Discovers that you've had a day. It's so good you're thinking that you're off your man. You're out of touch, my baby. I'm not afraid to of there without a doubt. Cause baby, 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 you're out of time. You thought you were a clever girl, giving up your social world, but you can't come back, be the first in line. Oh no, you're out. I need my baby, my poor old fashioned baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. Sing a song now.
And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I am.
someday somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide.
As far as temperament, I think I have a great temperament. I built a phenomenal business with incredible, iconic assets. I've had tremendous success with number one bestsellers all over the place and everything else I've done. But I will tell you this, what I am far and away greater than an entertainer is a businessman. And that, believe me, my temperament is very good, very calm.
You are a blabber.
Maybe the Third Week Show for Marcy, also a little river band, they've forgotten 45, Lonesome Loser for Cal, and Beatles, I'm a Loser, Out of Time from the Stones. You see the theme. He's well out of time, the impeached road occupant, that is, for graciously conceding, but he better do something pretty darn soon, or at least the GOP better get their act together, and let's put the democracy first. If you know what I'm saying. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box also available. Ron says, I don't really see his tweet as being either a concession that he legitimately lost or a sign that he's accepting reality, but it would be great if the rest of the federal government decides to consider it a concession. Yeah, it would be. They got to get their act together. Indeed. And we'll see. if they do the right thing or not, as they say. Howard says, I'm tired of listening to fake, even-handed analysis of Trump's resistance to the precious tradition of conceding loss in a presidential campaign. Face it, he lost. He's out. He needs to admit it. And every reporter and analyst must stop giving any credence to his ruthless resistance. Yeah, all this stuff about you got to give him time, you got to give him space. He's a baby. He's a big, bully 74-year-old baby. Come on. You lost the election. You got to concede. Everybody does it. Obama couldn't be more gracious to the guy who was the birther-in-chief 4 years ago. He invited him and had him at the White House 2 days after the election. People were bemoaning the fact that Hillary didn't concede fast enough. Well, she conceded the next day. She didn't concede that night. She conceded the next day, not 8 days later. And he was at the White House 2 days after that with Obama, who sat with him and graciously welcomed him to the White House in the tradition that was afforded him by George W. Bush, that was afforded every other president that we can name, except the possibility of John Adams, who I learned earlier this week, because I'm not a big historian of the early presidents, but I learned that John Adams, who lost to Jefferson, and they had been friends, I believe, but he lost to Jefferson and was kind of a sore loser. I don't know what the concession story was, but he didn't go to the inauguration. He just got on the train and left town. So there was a precedent for that. So if Trump doesn't want to come to the inauguration, I think Biden and company will be just fine with that. But he should be conceding, that's for sure. And Mike on Twitter says, why can't they see it? Trump is evil. Was it really the same with Hitler? It was so obvious, but people didn't want to see? Intriguing. I think we got to get beyond Trump. I'm trying to get beyond Trump and just talk about the Trumpians, the people that voted for him. And again, there's different people in that group. They're the hardcore Trumpists, the cult that are just in his sway for whatever reason, in his thrall. They see him as their avatar for grievance. But there are a lot of people, I think, who voted for him who just won't vote for a Democrat. And those are the people that I think are ripe for the picking for other conservatives, people who are legit, like Kasich and Flake and others, people from the Lincoln Project. We don't want to lose you. We need you. But those kind of people could gather around and get another third party going, which, by the way, would help the Democrats. Don't tell anybody, because if they have strife on that side. So we got to go beyond Trump. Trump is horrible. He's a horror show of a person. There's no question about it. And he has autocratic tendencies, and we could have gone down a very serious problem, a very serious slippery slope, which we're headed towards, not because Biden won't win. Biden did win, and we will take the oath on January 20th, but we don't want to erode any more the confidence that people have, that the citizenry has in our institutions, and in the fact that these elections should be done right. We used to be the people that other countries turned to when they had turmoil in their elections. Not so much right now. We got to get that back. And I think it's still possible. Of course, we have that big runoff in Georgia, which a lot of people are talking about as the why the GOP is want to use Trump. But, you know, I don't know if Trump is going to help or not, because he's not going to be in the ballot. And we also have Stacey Abrams and her machine that got out the vote and turned Georgia. By the way, the first time since Bill Clinton won Georgia in 1992, Biden won. They're doing a hand recount. It's only a very slim margin, but it's still a win. And we'll see if it holds up. I think it will, because usually these recounts are a few hundred. It's more than that. So we'll see what happens. There are two Senate seats up for grabs in Georgia, and those could decide the balance of power in our favor, in the Democrats' favor. It's not over. The Republicans are going to push. Maybe Trump will help. Maybe he won't help. He's so vindictive, he doesn't care about his own party either. That's part of it. But I'd put some money behind Stacey Abrams and her coalition. Get out the vote. Don't sit this one out. Get it going, because Georgia is the next stop on the Democratic victory lap. Have at us, kids. I'm Amy Beth Orkley Show.
Drag. Kelly Loeffler support Donald Trump's plan to strip Georgia voters of our right to vote. Black and military voters will lose their voice. You can stop it. Vote for Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. We've come too far to go back to Jim Crow. We made history November 3rd. Let's do it again.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Jason Isbell in the 400 unit of the Amy Beth Arkley Show, Georgia, from Boz Gags and the Lincoln Project, with a reminder to vote for Warnock and Ossoff in the upcoming Georgia runoff elections. If you're down in Georgia, get going. And all of us who are allies and working in the Biden-Harris campaign this past season, we could do our bit in the phone banks, et cetera, too. It's all hands on deck to help Stacey Abrams and her party coalition get us the Senate, too. That would be something, wouldn't it? Indeed. Lots to look ahead to. You know what else is really something to look forward to? Diving into a creative project. It helps. It helps ease your assuage your anxieties and channel your emotions, good and bad. Believe me, it works. And with that end, when the Inspiration to Action Challenge helps folks reconnect with their inner artist, I'm always gratified. Celia in Ridgewood, New Jersey gets our shout-out today. She says, thank you so much for a primer on how to get back to creativity. I haven't written in years, but I'm doing it with a vengeance these days. Lots to say, and I need an outlet. Thank you. Well, you're very welcome, Celia. Keep going, please. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, has it worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. And by the way, you're also spiriting other folks on in our quest to embrace creativity. On the other hand, some folks need a little creative kick in the keister. Well, we can start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me, but I'll need about 3 weeks to connect. Either way, please reach out via the website. It's amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Peruse my stories while you're there. The Eliza Gordon Mystery, some other goodies are available. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests. Yes, we have social media connections and links to the podcast. Kind of a one-stop shop deal at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Indeed. You want to connect with us on Facebook? You can friend me there. You can also follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Wrights, and our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Let's go one final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. And by the way, you know I love playing with you guys in real time. Thank you so much for tagging along for the live ride, because it's more fun. I mean, podcasts are great, but it's more fun to hang in there. C. Bean says, stop thinking about the bloviating orange gas bag. It's a sickness to let them live rent-free in everybody's head. Let's talk about what the Biden-Harris administration will be doing 1 year from today. I love that idea. That's a great idea. Let's stop lamenting giving him so much energy. Sandy says, the real Donald Trump has lost by a landslide. Joe Biden won the popular vote by over 77 million. Well, he won 77 million. He won over 5 million votes, to be fair. It's the greatest number ever in history of an election, let alone turned two red states blue. It was an amazing victory for Joe. Trump finally concedes, or did he? I mean, that's the whole question. A lot of people are saying that he's conceding because of that. What I said at the beginning, he sort of did it and took it back. But that might be the best we're going to get. I just think we have to get the engines rolling for the GOP stronghold like McConnell and company to admit what the deal is and let Biden and Harris and their team finally get access to the daily briefings, which will be interesting. They keep talking about the presidential daily briefings that the president-elect should have access to. It's good that somebody should, because I don't think Trump ever bothered to look at them. So it's we got 65 days to go before January 20th. It's going to be a long haul with intriguing and exhausting twists and turns. I try to look at the intriguing as if you be objective and sort of step away from it and don't worry about the implications. Unfortunately, we have to. So it's a two-sided deal, but it's going to be a long haul, that's for sure. But we'll get through it, and hopefully by the time we reconvene, he'll have conceded. I'm hoping for that. That'd be great. Do we have any? We have a few other folks on it. I want to chime in. Yes. I don't know, or where are we going here? Lopez says the media should stop with the pretense already. He lost. Admit it. It's over. Yeah, I get it. That's true. More and more people should do that, and it's not about, you know, even-handed coverage. I mean, he can stomp his feet all he wants. The reality is it's over. Joe Biden has 306 electoral votes. He has over 77 million votes and more climbing. It's a done deal. It's legit. Chris Krebs, the guy from Homeland Security, said this is the safest, most secure election in American history. He'll probably be out the door. God bless you, Mr. Krebs. So be it. You'll get another job. You'll be a hero. You're a patriot. People are saying the right thing, and anybody who says the right thing deserves that. That's my take on it. Let's see you. Hey, don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. If you miss any of the shows, want to hear them again, don't forget the Amy Beth Arkley Show is there. Follow it wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, be on the listen for select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. And be on the lookout for our social media memos of our appearances on PopNet, Arts Radio Network, PodStream, other places throughout the week. So when we can reconvene here, hopefully we'll have it all sorted out with the concession and so forth, but we'll see. Thanks so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. I love playing with you in real time, but any time is good. Don't forget to hang out with us and drive safe, play nice, dream big. Wear the darn mask, people. We need it. And you, too, can help save the country. Take care. I love you all.